Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Listen, my son, accept what I say, and years of your life will be many. I guide you in the way of wisdom, lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way. That's Proverbs 4:10 through 15. No one can say that the writings from the Proverbs do not teach us. How direct is the word of instruction? Basically, the writings of the Proverbs were provided to instill a conscious awareness of God's presence in our everyday life. Living in this life can be done with a great deal of wisdom. It will protect us from many pitfalls. However, foolish things are by not listening to the wisdom, the great wisdom from heaven itself. And as the book begins, it says that these many sayings are gems that will take us on a journey that leads us away from the darkness of sin and the dangers that are there. It is a journey that will impact wisdom so that we can gain insight into the spiritual things of God. Our lives will be disciplined by their teachings. Living a just and right life is the outcome for those who are intent on hearing the Word of God and letting it guide us. To fear God and honor Him in life, we can gain the knowledge needed to protect us from the evil one. I love the quote from the third chapter of Proverbs, verses 5 and 6, where it says, "We should trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not upon your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." This is Max Pratt, and again welcoming you to our program, where we teach a short Bible lesson and share a song or two that honors the God that we worship and His holy word. If you are listening for the very first time, we want you to know that it is our purpose to honor the Lord Jesus Christ. We seek to introduce Him to all who listen. Often we share a scripture that will help us along our earthly journey. We are so thankful for all who have and continue to listen to our programs, and we pray blessings will flow to you this day.
We stand here together as a family. We join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight, till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve. Stand in your way, give the praise He deserves. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
We will serve Him, we will serve Him, we will
There are two kinds of wisdom. Here are the words from the book of James. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. And that comes from James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. From the warning in Proverbs to the writings of James, one of the disciples of our Lord Jesus, we find the truth about following the wisdom from heaven. Earthly wisdom cannot and does not compare to the wisdom from above. God is the author of heavenly wisdom, the very one who can see all of humanity from the very beginning to the end. Nothing escapes his notice. He is able to direct our steps. His word says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make level paths for your feet, and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. Proverbs 4, 23 through 27. The Proverbs exalt the heavenly wisdom that will prevent our stumbling into the wicked ways of this world. The advice is good for us today as it was so long ago. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. Esteem her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will set a garland of grace on your head and present you with a crown of splendor. Proverbs 4, 5 through 9. We can compare the words of Jesus when he taught those on the mountainside. Those who listened and put his words into practice were wise builders, he said. But those who heard but did not put them into practice were foolish. We can also turn to the Apostle Paul's writings where he uses the Roman armor that illustrates the spiritual armor with which God supplies us. Wearing the armor of God gives us protection, and also it provides us with the way and means of defeating our enemy, the devil. The ways of the world are filled with darkness of sin and wickedness. The light of God exposes such behaviors. It is within our grasp to walk in the light of God and to let him direct our steps. Have you chosen to listen carefully to the wisdom of God? He has preserved his word to be the light for us to follow. Jesus came into the world as the light of the world, and we pray you have chosen his wisdom.
Jesus, be Jesus in me.
trust in me. I empty my cup of all that I hold, and I lay it at your feet. My life is yours, please take control, fill me and make me complete.
Jesus, be Jesus in me.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.